Hello and welcome back to the E-commerce Paradise podcast. Today I'm going to be your host, Juliana, and in this episode I want to talk to you about a follow-up to Trevor's last podcast, which was about what are you waiting for. So in this episode I just want to talk about the things that are going on in our business right now. Something that we implemented that, I've been holding back a lot on, and Trevor finally pulled the trigger and just started hiring a lot of people for our business, because we really need help. And just like, what are you waiting for? Stop being afraid to do the work, basically. So in 2017, in the beginning of 2017, I hired a virtual assistant to help me with one of our e-commerce drop shipping stores. And I had her with me for about 8 months. And when I hired her, I didn't really go through any processes. I filmed a little bit, but it was really hands-on, and I didn't actually record anything with her for it. And I didn't really train her in a way that if I fired her, that it would be able to be, that the new virtual assistant would be able to be onboarded very quickly from what I did with her. So that was a huge, letdown for me personally, because I had worked with her for 8 months training her, and she was really, really good, luckily, in the beginning, and so was I. And it was a really hands-on experience where, you know, the first day, the first week, I was basically on the phone with her 24/7, but during work hours, I was on the phone with her almost the whole entire time. During her work time. And it really helped her learn the business and to get my enthusiasm for it and about how we were going to grow, and she would be able to be with the company for a long time. And so that got her really excited about being a part of the company, and just being like friendly with her. And it was me and her. That was the person that was like my right hand person that would do all the customer service for me, while me and Trevor were traveling around Southeast Asia and traveling around Europe. She basically handled all of the customer service, and even did like stock updates, and she would even update product descriptions and things like that. And she was really good in the beginning, and so was I. But, as it turned like October, of 2017, you can't blame the VA if they are messing up. It's kind of your responsibility to make sure that you have the processes in place so that they know what to do next and they can just follow a system. And I didn't really have that with her, so it kind of fell by the wayside, and she started getting lazy. She started looking like things up online. I wanted to use a time tracker. It never really worked. She wasn't very good at follow-up, and I was always having to continually remind her, like, hey, this person's, tracking hasn't been entered. What's going on with this order? Oh, okay, I need to follow up with them. I need to follow up with the supplier. Or, she just wasn't doing what she was supposed to be doing. And that was, I take the responsibility for that. And so I've kind of had like a PTSD from it. And I haven't been able to hire anybody because I'm like, it's going to take so much time to hire them. It's going to be such a headache. I'm going to be, I just had all of these things in my mind. And, then Trevor started hiring people, and he finally pushed me to get somebody on board for customer service for one of our dropshipping stores. And I said, okay, fine, I'll just hire the person that, you know, is most qualified. You know, I went through onlinejobs.ph. Highly recommend onlinejobs.ph for anybody that's looking for a virtual assistant or somebody to help them with their business, because they are, you know, $3 an hour to hire somebody. They speak English really, really well in the Philippines. And they also have a really good work ethic. Those are the three main qualities. They're also, you know, I wouldn't say I'm religious, but they're also religious too. And, you know, they have a spiritual side to them. So I really like that part of it. Just having faith and things like that, and something that you believe in. And, they kind of have the same mentality, not completely as Americans, but they watch American TV, and they kind of understand American culture better than any other, you know, country that would be hiring for a low wage, like for India, for instance, you know? So the things that I'll just go through the list of things that we've hired personally for our business. And, you know, we've got a new spreadsheet set up for them. We'll try to include it here in the podcast, and we'll also include it if you're a part of the masterclass. We'll also include it in the masterclass, which is the e-commerce paradise virtual assistant master spreadsheet. So in this one, we put the positions in one column. We've got job listings, hiree name, email, timesheet, agency contractor email, current projects that they're working on, other resources. And this is just kind of like an organization chart, or what you would call an org chart. So in this, you know, of course, Trevor's the CEO, I'm the COO, and then we have like all of our information in there, so everybody can see what everybody's job is, what they're doing, what they're working on, what their email is, and their timesheet, so that at the end of the week, I can go in there and I can issue their payments. So we have a bookkeeper on board now. We have and what she's working on right now, actually, the bookkeeper, is our taxes. We've had to file an extension on our taxes because our business has really, grown exponentially, and we have a lot of credit cards because we do credit card hacking. So we have to go through like 45 different credit cards. We have to download all of those statements. And so it's a really, really lengthy process. And so we have her now. She's going through all the expenses right now for tax season. It's a really good idea to get a bookkeeper to go through all that. And we actually have a bookkeeping spreadsheet that she's working with. And so the next thing that we have is graphic designers. We've got two graphic designers right now, and they are working on anything that we need for graphics. So we're just trying to get everything in-house. Before, we were using Fiverr, and Fiverr is great if you need something, like, you know, just randomly off, you know, when you just need something. But for this, it's a lot better to have your own people when you start to get more volume. And even if you're not at the volume completely yet, it's really good to get good people on board. The next thing we have are logo designers. So we've got three logo designers so far, and those are actually with Fiverr, but we put them into our spreadsheet just so we can refer back to them quickly. And then the next thing we have for that, so we've got somebody doing niche research and doing the Shopify store building for us, for our clients. And that's just one person that's doing the niche research and the building of the stores. And then Actually, the Shopify store building, we have that person working on the niche research. And then on the Shopify store builder, we have another two people also working on that on our client sites. So let's see, the next thing we have here are supplier onboarding and product uploading. So they are basically doing the supplier onboarding and they're uploading all of the products onto our website, which is really, really nice because that is a very time consuming thing. If you're at the point in your business where you're growing and you're scaling, it's a good idea to hire somebody to go in there and upload all those products for you and giving them the training on how to do it. So we've got five people working on that. And then the next thing, we just got somebody for Google Ads management. Two people. So, that is something that is, you know, also something that needs to be looked at like daily and weekly to make sure that, you know, negative keywords or, you know, things are showing up correctly in the ads. Because if you have like one word in your negative keyword list that you say that you don't want to show for, like something random, it could be a number, it could be like, you know, a small word, but if someone's typing that in and then you're not showing up for that, that's not good. So you want to make sure you're showing up for that, and having somebody in there doing that is really great. And then again, the last person that we have is the customer service person that we've hired for our own personal web dropshipping store. And she is, I've given her I've given her my personal virtual assistant training in customer service. That is not a part of the masterclass, but I will be taking those videos and I will be uploading them to the masterclass. So there will be a section for customer service for VA training, like specifically for the VA and even for yourself as well. But I had created this before the masterclass was created. I had this, actually, I think it was during the same time. I didn't want to put it in the masterclass because I just wanted to use it personally for my virtual assistants. But, you know, it was discussed and everything should go into the masterclass as much as possible so that this information doesn't get, is not hidden, so that everybody can get use from it, which I think is a really good idea for our students, so that they can be at our level as well. So yeah, so those are the people that we've hired so far for our business. So we've got a bookkeeper, we've got some graphic and logo designers, and we've got some people doing niche research and building the stores and uploading the products to the website, and then the Google Ads, and then the customer service. So that's kind of the level that we're at. So we have how many departments of people working? So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I would say 5 so far, actually. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So about like 8 different types of things in the business. So you can even separate that out in your own business and see like what you need. Because when you first start in your business, you really don't know what you don't know. And so you don't even really know what the position would be called for the person to run your business or to hire out for that specific task that you have. So this is what it looks like. And we would, and then another thing that I can recommend, you know, is looking in Facebook and in some of the other, you know, there's lots of different Facebook groups out there. I think it was in Ernest Epps' Facebook group, someone posted a comment and asked about stock updates and how to, you know, avoid them, and like stocking errors where the product is out of stock, and then The credit card companies are getting upset about it when you refund. So how to protect yourself against it. And that would be to hire someone to do the stock updates on your website daily. And that can be a full-time job for sure. I've done stock updates and it can take a long time if the supplier has, you know, 100 SKUs. It's not for the business owner to be going in there and updating that stock because it takes forever. And there's so much better things you could be working on in your business, or you could be taking that time to do something else, like take a break or go for a walk while your virtual assistant is working on that for you. So guys, that is like basically what we have going on in our business personally right now. You know, I think it's something that has been this year in e-commerce paradise. That's kind of the main thing right now that we're working on, is to get our processes down and our SOPs down and all the trainings down, so that we can have the team and they can be working on what we need. And then it'll be just working like, you know, nothing is perfect. Nothing is ever perfect. But you have to get to a point where you stop becoming self-employed and really, really writing down every single little thing you do in your business, creating a training on it, and giving it to your virtual assistant and having them work on it. And then also creating lists or some kind of like system where they always know what they need to do next. So the next thing could be hiring like a manager to manage them, because at this point right now, that's kind of where I'm at. We're managing them. We're the ones that are following up with them, making sure this thing got done, making sure this is being worked on, looking at what they're working on. So that would be the next step, would be to hire a manager that would manage all the people and make sure that they're doing the tasks that they are hired for, and making sure that things are being pushed through and things are being completed. So let's see. That is it, guys, for today. I just wanted to talk to you guys about that because it's been a huge hurdle for me personally, hiring people. And I know it can be scary. It can be you're not really sure. But what we created in online jobs is to ask the person to create a video presentation of them doing the work that you are asking them to do. So to submit an example of, you know, how do you update stock? How do you do this? How do you do that? How do you go in and, you know, use Gmail or something like that? Or how do you, you know, any skill that they have, show me how you're doing it. Send me that video and then I'll watch it. And it's worked so good so far. Everybody's submitted a video and the people that we have on board are doing what they need to be doing, giving us updates every day of what they're working on. So, that is something that you guys, you know, if you're at that point in your business where you don't really want to be working on it, or you know that you shouldn't be working in the business, then definitely hiring a person to do what you do would be the most ideal thing. So write down every single little thing you do when you wake up in the morning for your business, and create a list. And then create an online jobs posting and says, I need a person to do such and such and such and such and such. So guys, thank you so much. And breaking past these barriers has been really hard, I know, for me personally. And I know that if I can get through it, then definitely you guys can too. So thank you for listening. And I will talk to you guys later. Make sure if you're not signed up for the masterclass, definitely get signed up for the masterclass. And get in there and start rocking and rolling with your online entrepreneurial success. So I wish you guys tons of success, and I will talk to you later. Have a great day, and sign up for our niches list as well, the 99 niches list that we have that goes over all the niches for high ticket, not all of them, but most of 99 of them of niches that are well researched. So you're not going to just get the crappy niches. You're going to get the really good niches. All right, guys, thank you for listening. Take care and have a wonderful day. Bye.